Blog Talk Radio.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
Facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L
the Alberto Smith. And then when you go over here and check us out on Instagram, if you feel like you can do it that way, you can go to Coach Dr. Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. Oh, we got ways for you to connect us and be a part of it. We can have an awesome show today. We're talking sports. Now we're going to talk about all the hottest topics that occurred during the week. Some of them from last week as well, because we do this show every 2 weeks. And the title of our show is Championship Football, Put Up or Shut Up. Now, that's very serious, and that's what it's all about. It's time to either come with the game or don't come with the game. You know, like old people say, you get up there, you get on that thing, you need to use it or get off. Now, don't say, if you can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. However you want to say it, but it's going to be an awesome show tonight, and then we'll follow up on Wednesday with our Talking Sports Plus show. That's prime time, as well as our pre-show is 7 o'clock, and our primetime show is 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. So you get a chance to talk some sports on Wednesday night as well. All right, let's start off by taking the opportunity. I want to take this moment for silence, because we had a lot of things that occurred recently. If it's not in your hometown, your area, your neck of the woods, I can say for sure in my neck of the woods, I want to take this opportunity to kind of have a moment of silence for the family of one of the dear friend of mine, that's Sheriff Big John Williams down in Lowndes County, Alabama, where I worked before I retired. He was killed in the line of duty on the 23rd, and the funeral was on Monday. And I tell you, it was a challenging time and occasion for all the family, the friends, and the community, because I knew him personally. You know, he worked with the school system. We partnered. I was in charge of school safety for the district, so I worked with him hand in hand to make sure our young people was protected, and he did an awesome job. But besides that, we were just truly a good friend to each other, and I'm going to truly miss him. So we want to take a moment of silence just to recognize this is Sheriff Big John Williams out of Lowndes County, who lost his life on the line of duty. He was shot by a individual while he was doing the duties and serving the people of Lowndes County. And he was laid to rest on Monday. Held at the Garrett Coliseum. We had all the dignitaries there, the governor that came there. We had a lot of individuals came to recognize and pay their last respects. You know, God is good, and I want you all to just think about your own family. There are several other people and several other things that are occurring in our country, and we have to kind of protect each other, be the providers for our young people. And that's what we're doing through this right here. We're bringing this, using this vessel to get the word out about sports, and we so have to have the opportunity. Our title today, again, is Championship Football, Put Up or Shut Up. There are so many things that happen. You know, our biggest focus is always historical black colleges and universities, and we want to spotlight. This is a big weekend coming up for the historical black colleges and universities, specifically the Southwest Athletic Conference. Now, last week was big, too, as well, because we had a big ball game down in Baton Rouge called the Bayou Classic between Southern University and Grambling State University. And it, as we said, it was an outstanding game. Southern was able to win the game to vault themselves into the championship game against Alcorn, who had won it the weekend before, meaning there's two divisions in the Southwest Athletic Conference. You have the Western Division. Southern is the champion of the Western Division. Alcorn is the champion of the Eastern Division. The winner of this game coming up this Saturday will have opportunity to play in the Celebration Bowl in Atlanta on the second weekend or the first weekend in December. So it's awesome to have an opportunity to be a part of that. So this is how the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference champion, gets to play the champion of the Southwest Athletic Conference. Those are the two major conferences of SCS for the Historical Black College and University. We also had our title decided pretty much in the other two conferences, which is the Division II Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, as well as the CIAA, which is Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Now, in the MEAC, that the team that'll be actually to be representing the MEACs, North Carolina A&T. Now, the team that won the regular season title was Florida A&M University. However, they was declared to be ineligible for postseason play as well as in a conference championship. But I noticed that on Facebook, they declared themselves the MEAC champion. Say, you know, if you want to say regular season, their record was 7-1 in the conference, whereas everybody else was 6-2 in the conference, as include North Carolina A&T, who will be representing the conference in the celebration board. So, you know, that's, you know, you could declare yourself champion. I guess anybody can do it anytime they want to. It's all cool. But truly, truly, if you look at it and said there was a tie for those two teams, that was South Carolina State and North Carolina A&T, that was at the top of the conference, who was legally ready to represent the conference. So we'll have North Carolina A&T, we'll declare them the champion. We have to, because they're representing the MEAC in the Celebration Bowl, which is the bowl between the historical black colleges and university, FCS, which is the football championship subdivision, and representing the 1AA, they call, and they're representing. Now, one of the things that hurt the MEAC as well as the SWAC in regards to championship, we have a certain date they have to play, meaning playing in the FCS playoff. Is one of the things is that you can't play past a certain date. And since Alabama State University played on Thanksgiving, which they lost to Prairie View 20-17, as well as the Bayou Classic, eliminate the SWAC from participating in the FCS championship or playoff, as well as the MEAC. Since FAMU, Florida A&M University, was declared ineligible to participate in conference play championship conference championship or in the postseason play, that disqualified the MEAC from having a representative over in the FCS. So we have moved forward. We said congratulations to those teams that will be playing this Saturday, which is in the SWAC for the SWAC championship between the Alcorn State University and Southern University down in Lorman, Mississippi, at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we'll look for, in 2 weeks, we'll see the Celebration Bowl between North Carolina A&T from the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference against the SWAC champion, which will whoever win this game on Saturday. All right, let's move to the SIAC. We're going to be talking historical black colleges sports as well as a coaching corner and well as high schools. We're going to share in each one of the states where the playoffs are moving to. Some of them are in the finals in the championship division, and some of them are in the semifinals moving toward the championship. You have in the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, you have Miles beating Albany State to win the 2019 SIAC championship. This is back-to-back for Miles College. Also, Miles received a bid to go to the NCAA Division II football championship playoff. They lost to Lenoir Ryan this past Saturday, 36-7. So we said congratulations on outstanding season for Miles College for winning the SIAC back-to-back, then having a chance to go to the playoff and participate, represent the SIAC. Say congratulations to Miles, which is located in Birmingham, Alabama. So we applaud them. CIAA, we had Bowie State, who was undefeated all year in regards to the conference. They beat Fayetteville State in the 2019 CIAA football championship. Bowie State also received a bid, which was their third consecutive bid to the NCAA Division II playoff. And they hosted Carson Newman the last weekend, who was 8-2 in the first round, and Bowie lost to Carson Newman 17-9. So we say congratulations to Bowie State representing the CIAA in the postseason play. And we just say grind and get ready for next year. Also, we have the coaches' corner. We want to kind of look at some things that's happening in regards to the coaches' corner. We have a recap of the Iron Bowl. A lot of people very sick this last weekend, because if he wasn't for the state of Alabama, let me relate to the state of Alabama, that's the Iron Bowl. You have Alabama and families be split during the weekend, pretty much through the year, they're fine. But when you get to that Saturday, they are split. You have a representation on the Auburn side and representation on the Alabama side. It was a game that was one of the highest scoring Iron Bowls in history. We had the score was 48 Auburn and 45 Alabama. A lot of people on the Alabama side was really concerned about how it went down because it had some things to happen. However, you gotta keep in mind that it was big because Alabama needed that game so they could be considered for the college football playoff. And by losing that game, that dropped them out of the top five down to the polls that came out this past Tuesday to the 12th rank. So this is just basically what championship football is all about. This is not a championship of nothing but the state of Alabama. So Auburn wins it this year. So out of the last 8 years, 9 years, Auburn has won it three times. Alabama has won it six times. So, but the point is that you still, it was a good ball game. Things have to get better on both sides. Alabama has been dominant for a long time, and that's one of the things. Have their dominancy, how have they been? They've been so dominant in the nation in referring to college football, it has that taken a hit for the last year and a half because they lost to Clemson pretty bad in the championship game. Then you come and lose to LSU this year as well as to Auburn. So that's a big hit to how they have dominated things in regards to college football. But I can tell you right now, I'm assuming that Nick Saban will get it together and have them back there grinding next year as well. So we'll look forward to see how that's going to be next year. But the results of the Iron Bowl, it's a recap of it, 2019 Iron Bowl. You have Auburn 48 and Alabama 45. So we're going to kind of move to another topic, and we're going to look at, did the college football playoff committee get it right? And now, as we talk about that, we want to look at exactly did they get it right. Now we have ranked number one in the rankings this last Tuesday. They had Ohio State. Ohio State was ranked number one. And ranked number two, you have LSU, Louisiana State University. Ranked number three, you have Clemson, ranked number three. And we have ranked number four, University of Georgia. Ranked five, Utah, University of Utah. Ranked six. And these are the top six that make up that top six of the college football playoff ranking. You have University of Oklahoma. So a lot of things will change this weekend because you have LSU playing Georgia. You have a lot of scenarios that's going on. You have Ohio State playing playing Wisconsin. You also have Oklahoma will be playing Baylor. You have Utah will be playing Oregon. So they are played tonight. That game is big enough to be played tonight. So check it out. So the winner of the game tonight will be pushing forth, trying to get into the playoff. So we'll keep an eye on that between Utah and Oregon tonight. That's on the West Coast. And tomorrow, all the rest of the championship games will be going on, including the SWAC championship will be going on tomorrow. So you have Georgia against LSU over in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Then you also have Clemson taking on Virginia, and they'll be playing in the ACC championship. Then you have Ohio State playing Wisconsin up in Indianapolis. So that's going to be big coming up. Then you have several other down in Boca Raton. You have UAB, the University of Alabama, Birmingham, taking on FAU down there in Boca Raton, Florida. So that's going to determine where they'll get an opportunity to be bowl, sit up for a bowl. So you got a lot of things going on this weekend. So the question was, did the committee get it right? I believe they got it right. There's no change. I think truly, truly, personally, Ohio State should be ranked number one. And that's the real deal right there. I think they've been complete. They are complete on both sides of the ball. They was in a situation where, you know, they were playing opponents that did not meet their status. That was not as, wouldn't be a team that really could compete with them, and they smashed everybody. They smashed, averaging about over 40-something points a game. They smashed it, so they deserve to be number one. If they got a Heisman Trophy candidate on the offensive side of the ball, Justin Field, and on the defensive side of the ball as well, you have Chase Young. So you have an outstanding group of young men on that team, got good leadership. So we'll look forward to see how that's going to turn out tomorrow. We'll come back on Wednesday and talk some more about the SEC champion. Some people have projected Georgia to beat LSU. I don't think so. I don't feel like they will, but that's some of the talking heads and pundits making that statement about LSU losing to Georgia, because Georgia got a lot better. It's probably the best defense LSU going to play all season. Then we have Utah against Oregon. A lot of people projected or predicted Oregon will beat Utah. So we'll kind of see. Utah is 11-1. Their long loss was earlier to USC with a third-string quarterback. And USC pulled it out, and USC ended up 8-4. Good season. Clay Helton will stay on additional 2 years now, 3 years. So we applaud the officials at University of Southern Cal making the decision to keep that coach. Now they got a big ball coming up. Ball game coming in 2020. They'll be playing the University of Alabama. And those classes, you would call those games between those two teams. So that's going to be telling the story about you from the University of Alabama point of view as well as Southern Cal point of view. All right. Over in Clemson and Virginia, we just feel that's at least a 4-touchdown difference. So Clemson would most likely be. Now, let's keep in mind now, if Clemson end up losing the game, some people think they're automatically in. I just don't believe. If they lose to Virginia, they will be out. It's just, that's just it, because their schedule has been pretty weak. They started dominating people in the second half of the season, but they didn't start off from the beginning. So even if they win, if they lose the ACC, they will probably won't be in. But if they win, they automatically shoe in at number three. And that's a game that the number two and number three is important. That's why we're trying to see. It has already flip-flopped. It went from LSU to Ohio State. And some people don't believe it's going to flip-flop anymore, because Ohio State seems to be the more complete team. And they'll get a chance to show it when they play Wisconsin and Indianapolis. And I believe that's at least 3-touchdown difference right there. So it's going to be exciting this weekend. Make sure you're ready to go. So did the committee get it right? As of this week, ranking, the committee got it right. All right, let's kind of look at let's move forward to the Heisman watch. You know, Joe Burrow has one more week to go, and a lot of people believe that he will win the Heisman. And a lot of people say, where did he come from? Well, first of all, you know, last year, when you put people in the right position, put the right people around, they can be successful. No, he didn't have a successful season last year. Everybody had projected Justin Herbert. Tua Tagovailoa was listed as the one that with Tua got hurt. Justin, then, he has a good year, but he's not in that that level. He'll probably get invited to New York up there, but Joe Burrow will most likely have – he has an awesome week this weekend. He will lock that up for the Heisman. Some people mentioned Jalen Hurts have an opportunity. If he have an outstanding game, you got to have a game with a Heisman moment. Now, Heisman moment comes in these games, in these championship games. He has a Heisman moment because they're playing Baylor. Oklahoma is playing Baylor in the Big 12 championship, and the projection is that Oklahoma will win that ball game. Jalen has that moment, and he has a chance to vote up there. And we'll see how, because you never know how the country wants to vote. They might be in opposition to Oklahoma having a third individual winning a Heisman. So that might be one of the biggest things you have to deal with. So LSU quarterback Joe Burrow's have an opportunity to win it. So we'll kind of keep our eye on it. Justin Fields has been mentioned. Chase Young has been mentioned. You have several other individuals who've been mentioned in there to have an opportunity to win the Heisman coming up in a couple of weeks. All right, we want to kind of take some opportunity to look at some of the High School Athletic Association Playoffs Championship. There were several games I attended one on Wednesday night myself. I went down to Auburn University. The games are being played over there in Jordan-Hare Stadium. I went to watch the ball game. This is Class 7A between Thompson in Central Phoenix City, the reigning champions from last year. However, the results was Thompson won their first championship, 7A, Class 7A, 48-7. They've been a point or two here and there, but it was a little chilly, cold out there. I can tell you was blessed. It was cold out there, you know. And when I watched the first half and fought the second half on the radio on my way back to Montgomery, so I did go down there and support Central Phoenix City as well as the Thompson in this Class 7A, one of the young men that applauded his mom. He actually moved from Virginia down here in Central Phoenix City plays, and that's Chase Stevens, Chase Alexander. An outstanding game. However, it just that Thompson was a little bit strong. Chase plays for Central Phoenix City. And this is his senior year, and had an awesome year. Several offers, and the young man is going to do some awesome things and keep on grinding. Also had a chance to see his mom and just tell her congratulations because he moved from Virginia down to stay with his dad in Phoenix City, Alabama, and played. And had an awesome year. He's one of the team captains, as well as going to be recognized as either All-State player, definitely in the metro area over there, and probably not on the pitch. So we'll call him Chase Alexander, wears number 7, plays defensive back for Central Phoenix City. They had an awesome year. Central Phoenix City ended up with 2 losses. They lost the first game. Again, that kickoff classic against Hoover, and Thompson was one of those teams that once they became number one, they didn't let up. They didn't relinquish. Had an outstanding group of young men that, we said congratulate to Thompson High School for winning the Class 7A. And another shout out for 1A, and I'm gonna give a shout out to this young man because he's one of my fraternity brothers. I'm so proud of him. This is his second state championship in the last 3 years. And that's Clifford Story over at Lynette High School. Also, his son is the quarterback of the team. They won their second championship in 3 years over there at Lynette High School. So congratulations, 1A. 1A state champion. So we congratulate them and give them a big shout-out. We're going to run down all the particulars with this situation. With all the classes, once they finish up, and they'll be finished up later on this afternoon, and we'll get each one of those. So we applaud my fraternity brother. So proud of you, Clifford Story, and your team, and led for winning your second state championship. You won it in 2A, and you come back and won it in 1A in the last 3 years. So awesome to you. Go ahead on, keep on grinding, Coach Story, and represent the blue and white very well. So proud of you, man. Also, we want to take some opportunity to look at the Florida High School Football Championship and some of the games are in the semifinal level. On December, which is this weekend, in Tallahassee, you have the Class 1A through 3A. You have a 2A playing tonight at 7 o'clock. There's Victor Christian Academy playing. This is Champagnat Catholic at 7 p.m. Then you have the 3A being played at 8. It's 8. It has 7 at all of them, but it's 8. You have Florida State University playing Seminole Madonna. And then you also, and that's on the 6th. Then on the 7th, you have Blountown, which is 1A, playing Madison City at 7 p.m. So you have those 3 games. Playing, you started last night, you have tonight and tomorrow night. Also on the Class 4A, 5A, 6A, 7A, and 8A in the state of Florida, they'll be playing on next week on December 11th through the 14th, starting Wednesday in Daytona Stadium, Daytona Beach. You have 4A, you have Washington out of Miami, then Bowles out of Jacksonville. On the 11th at 7 p.m., you have 5A, you have Jones out of Orlando versus Miami Northwestern playing at 12 p.m. on the 14th, which is Saturday. 6A, you have Miami Central We'll be playing Escambia out of Pensacola on the 12th at 7 p.m. 7A, you have Edgewater from Orlando taking on St. Thomas Aquinas out of Fort Lauderdale on the 14th at 7 p.m. Then you have the 8A, the largest class down in Florida. Columbus out of Miami will be taking on Polka at 7 p.m. on the 13th. So those are the championship games for the state of Florida. For the state of Georgia, they're playing at semifinals tonight. Most of the teams are playing. They'll be playing on the 13th and 14th for their championship. So next week, at least by Thursday, by Wednesday, we can share who's in the championship game, as well as a follow-up to tell you who are the champions for the state of Florida, the state of Alabama. For the state of South Carolina, high school, you have at 1A and 2A, and we played at Benedict College Stadium on the 6th. You have, as December the 6th, which is today, you have Ridge Springs, Menades versus Green C. Floyd. We play today at 8 o'clock. Then you have a 2A, you have Barnwell. We take it on Saluka at 5 o'clock. So those are two games they're going to be playing over at Benedict College in South Carolina. Then your 3A through 5A, because there's only five classes, you have at the University of South Carolina, Rice Stadium, you have the 3A Chapman versus Dillon, played on the 7th, which is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You have Reigns, which is the 4A, versus Mira Beach at 6 o'clock tomorrow. You have 5A Dorman versus Dutch Fort at 12 p.m. So that's the early game for the 5A's playing. Then you have the 3A, then the 4A played at 6 o'clock. So those are the teams that are going to be playing this weekend, as well as some of the championship games I mentioned for the state of Alabama. You know, it's awesome to be able to come before you and have just an exciting time when we're talking sports. I want to kind of share with you a couple things that's going on, then we're going to call it quits for the day. We have a couple things going on with Smith Wave Production. We'll talk about shows that are going on next week. On Tuesday, we have the Dr. Lowe Show at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And that show will focus on real relationship topics and issues. And I host that show. It'll be on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday, we have Talking Sports Plus, and that's a preview show come on at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's the preview show, and we'll get you kind of wired up, ready to go for that show. And then at 8 o'clock, we had our primetime show. We'll be talking about we are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, the high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're going to follow up with some of the things we just shared on this show on Wednesday night. Then on Thursday, we're going to give you we've got a new show coming out called The Love Cafe. And I'll be the host of that show. And it's a show that will soothe your appetite in regards to love. And we want you to check us out. And the time for that show is 6 o'clock. That's an early show. It's going to be 6 o'clock on Thursday. It'll be our first show. We're going to run that show, and we'll do it at least twice a month. But we're going to do that show before we go into the holidays. Then in January, we'll get on our regular schedule the first and third Thursday. Also, on the fourth Thursday of the month, we'll have the Ministry Shannon Show, and that's a show that focuses on just plain old life issues. Today's life issue. The host of that show is Minister Shannon Hendricks, and the co-host is Elder Kendall McKnight. They'll be hosting that 7 o'clock show on the fourth Thursday of the month. So we look forward to having an exciting day. We're excited about our new show coming out. That'll be on the first and third Thursday of the month, and that's the Love Cafe. And we're going to share some real love topics. We're going to talk some real love talk. So check it out, man. We're talking real love now. That's we're going to be straightforward. Then on the following Monday, we'll have Talking Real to You. And that show, it comes on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time on every other Monday. And that's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And that show is the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country that focus on plain old life issues. And we do have a preview show on that Monday night as well, and that's normally at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's a few things. And I know the holiday is coming up very soon. Now, let me say about that Monday show. We're going to focus on mental health awareness during the holiday season. We're going to talk about the holiday blues, and a lot of people experience that, and we're going to have an expert on that. That's Ms. Lisa Levine will be on. She's a she's a licensed clinical social worker out of state of Florida, down in South Florida, Boca Raton. She'll be back on the show. She was on the show previously, sharing her thoughts. And we look forward to having her back again on that Monday, which is the following Monday. Not this Monday coming up, but the following Monday, which is the 16th. We're going to have her on here talking about mental health awareness during the holidays and how people, it leads to the holiday blues and what can you do to deal with it. So we have an awesome show planned. Now, the co-host for that show on Monday is scheduled at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We have, besides the expert, which is Lisa Levine, we have Dr. Olivia E. Smith. We have Scarlett E. Black, as well as Lauren B. Smith, a millennial, and the daughter that makes up the father-daughter blog radio show, the only one in the country. And then we have Cameron Gilbert. So we have those individuals that's going to be co-hosting with me on Monday. We'll talk about, and that's on the 16th now. That show is Talking Real to You on the 16th, mental health awareness during the holidays. It may, for some people, be their holiday blues. So it's going to be awesome. We look forward to you joining us. We got a lot of people on Facebook. We have several people on Instagram as well as on Blog Talk Radio joining us. And we really appreciate you taking time because it's been awesome. It's been awesome. I look forward to having you join us on Tuesday coming up, and that's the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship show that's focused on just tough topics and topics that is dear to your heart. I am the guru, and glad to have an opportunity to share thoughts. So we have several people. What I like to do is make sure I give those people shout-outs who take time to check us out. And it's always good to have you to take time, and you just tune in, and you may have left, but you still come back. We want to give you a shout-out and let you know that we appreciate you taking time to do that. Okay, before I do that, the last thing I want to touch bases on, I have a new book coming out dealing with real love. The title of the book is Don't Be Scared to Love. And it'll be released on the 20th of December. You have an opportunity, if you want to be acknowledging the book, by December the 15th, you have a chance to purchase your book. Your business can purchase the book, and we'll make sure in the acknowledgement section we mention your name as a part of that book. The book come out on the 20th. So you'll get your copy, and you'll have an opportunity to, you know, share that book with your friends, but read it, because it's titled Don't Be Scared to Love. Some people are scared to love. We talk about it on the Dr. Lowe Show, and we're going to talk about it on the Love Cafe as well, because we're going to soothe your appetite, your love appetite, on both of those shows. So make sure you join. Take time. All you have to do is go to Facebook, because I'll be posting it this weekend about the release date and your opportunity to be. Now, if you want to be a part of by having your name acknowledged in that book as well as your business, what you have to do is go to my Facebook page and comment on there and say, I want to be. And then we'll have a cash app where you can cash app your $20. It's going to be $20. That's the cost of the book. Your name will be a part of it. And we'll be doing this up to the 15th, which is pre-sales. That's what we call this, pre-sale of the book, with you being a part of the book. And we want you to be a part of the book. We want you to get an opportunity just share, you know, just share this with your friends. A great gift for Christmas. And that's my new book coming out. That's Don't Be Scared to Love. That's what it's all about. All right, let me give a shout out to those individuals that's joining me on Facebook as well as Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio. We're going to start off with the Queen. Our host of the Minister Shannon Show, Queen Minister Hendricks, she's joining us as well. Thank you, Ministress Hendricks. Jennifer Arrington, thank you, Jennifer, so much, you know, for joining us and being a part of it. Shanita Arrington Mitchell, one of the family friends. We appreciate very close to the family. Thank you, Shanita, for taking time to check our show out. Nicole Sharon Brown, we had her on the show last Monday talking about her book. She has 11 books. She's an author. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I had to give her a shout out and make sure I do that. And she, you can go to my Facebook page and you can purchase you one of her 11 books of whatever you want to communicate with her. That's Nicole Sharon Brown. She's an author, and she was on our show last Monday sharing her thoughts about one of her particular books, and we appreciate it. I purchased 10 of them. I went out and purchased 10 of them. We're going to make sure we have those books available on this show. You can be a part of it by, we're going to have some system of calling in and you can win them and win that prize of that book. We're going to make sure we get Sharon's book out to you, Nicole. We're going to make sure we get your book out and make sure everybody play a part. But you can go to my Facebook page or go to her Facebook page, Nicole Sharon Brown, and you have an opportunity to purchase one of her 11 books. Thank you so much. We also have Tamika Nicole. Thank you for joining us. Kimberly Offert. Thank you, Kimberly. And the co-host of Talking Sports Plus, none other than Coach Tremaine Edwards. He's joining us as well. Thank you, Coach Edwards, for joining us on Facebook. Marilyn Carrier. Thank you, Marilyn, so much. And as I look, I see Marilyn is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We give her a shout out. Yolanda Daniels. Thank you, Yolanda. Monique Jackson Brown. Thank you so much. Monique Sunshine Boyd. Hello, Monique. How you doing? I appreciate you being a part of this every time I see your name. You're awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. My frat brother, Eric J. Owens, one of my former football players, down from McKenzie School, or McKenzie High School, played basketball and football. Eric is joining us. He's also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And I'm proud to have. I got several of my former players that are now members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. You know, that's some impact occurred when I was down with those young men. Won a state championship down there, the Alabama State Class 1A championship in football. And Eric is a part of it. Thank you so much, Eric, for joining us. Another one of my frat brother out of Georgia, the state of Georgia, Atlanta. Also a member of Beta Kappa chapter of Tuskegee University, Mike Landry. Thank you, Mike, my fraternity brother. Thank you so much. It's Naisha. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm looking down, this looks like Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. Yolanda Green. Thank you, Yolanda, for joining us. Cynthia Rogers. Thank you, Cynthia. You sent me some inspiring notes in the morning time. It's encouraging and always getting something that just lifts my day. And I thank you by saying good morning and sharing something real positive. Thank you so much, Cynthia. Don't stop doing it. We all need it. We need it to move forward because I pass it on to others as well. Alicia Hardy. Thank you so much, Alicia Hardy, for joining us. My frat brother, the Big Ox, who will be on the ones and twos tonight at Brian's Wing, number two, that's Marcon Hagen, known as the Big Ox, part of the big DJ Big Ox and the production. He's going to be on the turntables doing the ones and twos tonight starting at 7 o'clock. and it'll last to closing time, which is 12 o'clock midnight. Check him out. Get there early. And the address is 3133 Bell Road, Montgomery, Alabama. Parking is limited as well as the seating, but it's the best wings in town. That's Brand's Wing, number two, with Andre Brinson. Thank you, Andre, for having the opportunity to let me know. But DJ Ox is on the ones and twos. He light it up. He make it do what it do. He's also my brother of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Give him that shout out. Carol Davis. Carol, thank you so much for joining us. I know you recently, your family up in Huntsville had an event. I was looking forward to trying to get there. We got kind of busy, couldn't get there, but make sure you keep me informed in the future. If not, I can support. Let me know how I can support. Thank you, Carol, so much. Natasha Gardner-Vallo. Thank you, Natasha, for joining us as well. We also have Vernon Wells. Thank you, Vernon. I appreciate you, man. Oh, man, awesome, awesome. And last but not least, my nephew, Christopher Blandon, Coach Blandon up there at Columbia High School up in Huntsville, Alabama. Thank you for your hospitality. When I was up there, Brandon also gave me a bag, one of his bags for his player. And I'm so excited about having that bag. I carry all I have to carry in my bag. So it's good to have you joining us, Blandon, Coach Blandon. And it's awesome to have everybody join us. It's time to close it out. You know, we got to be thankful of God blessing us to come as far as we have in life. I do want you to be safe over the weekend. Now, but we want you to join us on Tuesday night for the Dr. Lowe Show. We're going to make it do what it do. We're going to focus on real relationship topics. And you, if you have a point of view, come on, send a comment or send me an email, tweet the show. We always give the Twitter account out and let us know exactly what's going on dealing with relationship. If you have a topic, in one particular topic we want to focus on, I'm going to go and just kind of share it with you. It's going to be talking about the title of this show coming up on Tuesday night is age difference. Does it really matter anymore? That's what we're going to talk about. I want you to think about it. We also will have a book, two books available for you to make sure wherever we tell you the context will be in the rules, we'll share it with you. We want you to that's the book by Nicole Sharon Brown. Thank you so much. And we look forward to have an awesome time on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. All right, it's time to wrap it up. You know, and, you know, it's all about just having some fun when we're here. We just want to enjoy life and through this vessel that we have. God has blessed us to be able to do that. So, you know, it's our best days. Now, we don't own the rights, none of these songs that we have. Before We Let Go, A Cowgirl. We come with so many things. But I'm going to hit you with this Beyonce. We don't own the rights to these songs, but we want to play this music as we close it out. My hashtag is keep on grind. That means do what you have to do. And you probably know whatever you'll keep on grinding is, keep doing it. Keep on grinding, because that's what I'm doing on this scene. And also, hashtag communicate for understanding. You in any kind of relationship, be able to communicate for understanding. Making sure, all right, if you want to say something to someone, which is your mate, your significant, your wife, make sure you're willing to listen to hear what they have to say. Because communication is so important to a healthy relationship. We'll talk a little bit about that on Tuesday night and also on Thursday in the Love Cafe. All right. Last but not least, as we get ready to close it out, we don't want to rise to this song, which is Before I Let Go.
What is that?
Yeah.
did Diana, singing and dancing all in the rain.